following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Good morning, Otto.
Good morning, John. Always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. And we have a wonderful, wonderful guest on today who's going to be really bringing a lot of important information to people, to our listeners. And he's also Otto's doctor, which we're going to talk about. And Otto's very happy, and he's an audiologist. And who we have is Dr. Lawrence Cardano, who is the audiologist with the Hearing Center of Long Island. I'm sorry. It's the Hearing Center of Long Island. And we've had conversations on this show many times when talking about when you can hear, you can't hear. We've even done programs with when we're talking about scams. And if somebody doesn't hear correctly, but is willing to sign something because they're too embarrassed to say repeat it for the third time. So they sign something because they think they know what you said, and they didn't. Doctor, I appreciate the fact that you're taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And so now we have Dr. Cardano, who's going to be bringing us up to date on all what's going on with audiology.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you. I know it's been a while since I saw you, probably a couple of years, I think.
It's a while. That's definite.
So, I'm glad to be back.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
To go with the basic, simple things where people should start to say, maybe I have a problem.
Right. So a couple of things. And of course, this is with the restrictions that have happened with COVID-19, people who have hearing problems in some ways are having a harder time. So it's becoming more obvious, if you want to make it more difficult to hear somebody clearly, the first thing to do is make sure they're wearing a mask. And the second thing to do is make sure they're 6 feet away, right? So that's what we've all been doing. So it exacerbates the problem. But, hearing loss is very common. It's the third most common chronic condition for seniors in the world. And most people realize most people find that it's family members and friends that will notice the hearing problem before they do. So as far as the initial signs of hearing loss, often it's friends or family that will start to mention that they're repeating themselves before the person who has the hearing loss. Otto, does that sound?
There's no doubt. I mean, I am a good example. They say it takes 7 years to admit that you have a hearing problem. And I think the reasons are that hearing losses, to me, do not happen like you wake up one morning and you can't hear. It's a gradual process, and you have no idea what you don't hear. If you can't hear it, you can't hear it. So you don't know what's being said. Whereas vision, you know something's blurry because you could see it before. Now it's blurry. Hearing is different for some reason. You don't know that you don't what you don't hear.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. I mean, it's rare, it's very rare, but there are certain types of hearing loss that happen suddenly overnight. But and in those cases, people wake up and say, "Oh my gosh, what happened?" But that's very unusual. The most common type of hearing loss happens very gradually, and actually loudness, people will say, well, I don't have to turn the television any louder than I did before or things like that. But loudness is not the first thing to go. It's clearness. And here's an interesting fact that, when we do, if you think of most people, if they think of a hearing test, if I say we're going to give you a hearing test, what do you picture? Most people picture listening to beeps and, in grammar school, if they tested your hearing, you hear beeps and raise your hand. Well, that's testing loudness, but you can add, the research is showing now that you can actually have more than half of the neurons from the inner ear to the brain not functioning properly and still have normal loudness. You don't have normal, other things that could be going wrong, for example, clearness or ability to understand speech and background noise, or you might start to have tinnitus. So yeah, it happens slowly, and the person with the hearing loss is usually not the first person to notice it, which is why it's a good idea, just like any other health condition, to have it checked. You know, people have their teeth checked and their eyes checked and everything except for the hearing. I have had people ask me, when should I have my hearing checked for the first time? And, you know, the recommendations for colonoscopy is that they say that at about age 50, you should have a colonoscopy screening to check for colon cancer. Well, in our field, we use the phrase rears and ears because that's about the same age where you should have at least your first hearing test. So, yeah.
I can speak to the clarity part of it. As you know, I've been wearing hearing aids probably now, I don't know, about 13 years or somewhere around there. I don't know how long I've been doing it, but clarity is always an issue no matter what in this day and age. Hearing aids help tremendously. But there's always certain environments where clarity is still a problem. But if you don't help it at all, then everything is going to be a big fuzz, if you will. You know, it's an issue. And I encourage people who can't hear, as Christina may remember, a lot of times in Project Independence meetings, people say, talk louder. And I say, well, get hearing aids,
yeah.
Just because you can't hear doesn't mean everybody in the room has got to holler. It's kind of like a two-way street.
Yeah.
Actually, Otto, I think you brought up a very good point. And I'm not kidding you. I'm not saying this because we're on the air, but I will be making an appointment with Dr. Cardano only because a couple of years ago I had the beeping test, but I have other stuff that's going on. And the doctor said, deal with your other stuff first before you worry about this. But what you said is so true, because I have 6 grandkids and I'm thinking half the time they're babbling. And my wife is, you didn't understand what he said? And I'm saying, no, he said 1, 2, 3 or whatever. And honestly, I don't know what they're talking. I say, what'd you say, baby? What? Then I feel bad because you don't want a child to think they're not speaking properly. You know, so then I just kind of smile, say, okay, and give them a kiss and, you know, whatever. But you pass it over. And it is the other person, I think, that says, daddy, or to your husband or to whoever the person is, you didn't hear that? I don't hear the bell ring in my house. Yeah. When I'm in the den, my wife says, you didn't hear that? I said, no, I didn't hear the bell. So I tell people, when you come to my house, call me. And I don't have this, you know, mansion that I said, call me, otherwise I don't hear the bell. And we have one of those nasty, like, bee, and it's not like a fancy bell, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, John, I have a question for you. When water comes out of the sink, do you hear a lot of noise?
Wow.
Try that, all right? What the biggest thing that struck me when I first got hearing aids, I thought we had like water that didn't make noise. You know, it was noiseless water. And I was shocked at how much noise the water made when it came out of the tap and it hit the sink.
Well, that's an interesting point, because people don't think about the when you have some hearing difficulty and you're going to have it treated and you start hearing better. I think most people don't understand that there's an adaptation period. You know, my professors used to say it's sort of analogy like, if you go to sleep and the room is pitch black, dark, and after a while somebody turns all the lights on and you open your eyes and you're kind of squinting till your eyes adjust to the bright lights. If you've been living with a hearing loss and all of a sudden we bring your hearing back up close to normal, the brain is not anticipating. The radio is anticipating getting the sound it was getting. And so it takes a while to sometimes start to identify sounds that you haven't been hearing, or to realize that the sound that was that's a surprise, everybody else was hearing it. So that's a good point.
There's a lot more birds I found on the planet since I got the hearing aids.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear birds.
It's a surprise sometimes. This is why actually when we fit the newer hearing technology now, if it's somebody who never had hearing devices before, we give them what's called a beginner's setting. And in most cases, the technology will start at the lower beginner setting so the person will be comfortable, not so surprised. And automatically, the amplification will very, very slowly come up over the course of maybe a month or two, slow enough that they don't realize anything's happening. But then a month or two later, they're hearing better and they're not getting shot. So it's a common experience.
Well, we've talked a lot of times. Naturally, I always talk a lot when I visit you. So,
and it's always interesting.
But we talk a lot about that the needs of people varies greatly. All right. Like John is very active and very social and involved with lots of different stuff, as am I. And the need is even greater when you live that kind of lifestyle, as opposed to somebody who lives a more isolated, sedentary type of life where, frankly, maybe they can just use an inexpensive amplifier so they can hear the television, as opposed to somebody who is out socially, has to be able or wants to hear what people are saying. I think the needs are different.
No, that's true. We see some people, I've seen patients that are, maybe they're very elderly, maybe very sickly, and they're just interested in being able to hear television and telephone. And so there are devices, headphones for television or amplifiers for telephone, very inexpensive, that can do that. But being socially isolated, it's not unusual for me to see patients who tell me that, I don't have a very active lifestyle. I don't really deal with background noise too much. And after getting to know them and asking some questions, we find out that the main reason why they don't have a very active lifestyle, they're not involved in many social situations with background noise, is because they know that if they were to get into those situations, it's going to be frustrating and embarrassing because they're not hearing well.
Actually, doctor, I have to interrupt you, but I want to continue on that because that's important.
Yeah.
You got to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We will be right back.